when a patient does want fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, or you want to use fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, how do you decide between capecitabine and IV-5-FU?
I'm comfortable that capecitabine and IV-5-FU leucovorin have comparable efficacy in the adjuvant setting as single agents. And so the considerations for me are, number one, convenience, and number two, compliance and monitoring, and number three, whether the patient's insurance will cover the cost of capecitabine. So in terms of the first issues, I find that the education process for capecitabine is absolutely critical. Patients have to realize this is chemotherapy. They can have life-threatening toxicity. They need to call me and stop therapy immediately in the event that they have any side effects from this drug. In a very old individual, I'm seeing those patients in the office weekly while they're receiving capecitabine, at least for the first couple of cycles, because it's part of the ongoing education process about this drug. Also, I find that for a patient who may be older, harder time getting around, may have some cognitive dysfunction, but living fairly independently, having family members who or friends who are involved in this discussion can really be helpful in terms of getting us all comfortable with the idea of an oral therapy that's under the patient's control to be taking. That said, capecitabine is quite convenient, and if one stops the treatment appropriately before cumulative toxicity occurs, it certainly can be safely administered to people of all ages. On the other hand, some people prefer coming in once a week, having the chance to talk to a nurse for their adjuvant 5-FU and leucovorin, and not have to worry about taking the pills, and have a greater sense of comfort and control with intravenous 5-FU and leucovorin on a Roswell Park regimen. And so I find that patients who are going for monotherapy, some will prefer intravenous, but most will prefer the oral therapy.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.